holiday. My father had two brothers. We were at Uncle Louie's for Thanksgiving. They would have goose. At Christmas, we went to Uncle Chris. They had turkey, all family. We would eat early, dishes and food put away. My aunt would go out in the woods before Christmas and find an oak tree. We would help to string the cranberries, the popcorn, and the apples. But we did not see the tree till Christmas Eve. Then my aunt, she had the tree trimmed and the gifts that were put on the tree. And then we would be all seated. And Cindy had what they called a parlor those days. Mm-hmm. Nobody was in there until holiday, a beautiful special occasion. Then she would open the door to the parlor. And there was a Christmas tree all lit up.
Oh.
And we all received the gifts. Of course, they always sang a Christmas song, which is a long, long time ago. But I still can remember some of it.
When was it?
Well, that's
she said she was 5 years old.
Oh, 5 years old. Okay.
So you see, that's 80. Oh, that's 80 some years ago. So then.
Few things. Good memories. Yes. Can I have that so I can type it up? I'll give it back to you. Thank you. That's really nice.
If you can read it.
Okay.
And then, of course, here was the poem. Now, I don't know. Maybe you want to have it.
No, I want you to read it, but do you want to have her read first and give you a rest?
Yeah.
I think mine was a little premature, but it caught up with me. I said, the harvest moon sends down a golden ribbon shimmering over the lake. A loon shrills in the wilderness. Jack Frost's fingers touch the green leaves, turning them red and gold. The songbirds have taken wing. A light snow softly begins to fall, and a chill wind moans. Mother Nature will soon wrap her fleecy blanket of snow around us. It's winter.
Oh, that is beautiful. My goodness.
May I can say you're a poet and don't know.
Oh, that is really beautiful.
I didn't write, I wrote it, but my daughter rewrote it for me because by writing, nobody else could read but me.
Oh, that's really good. I'll type that up for us. Is that all right? So we'll each have a copy? Okay, I'm going to put your name on this, Agnes. Okay. Now, why don't you read the next one?
By Frida.
Frida, did you write something?
Yeah, she did.
I did start it, but then that's as far as I got.
Well, you want to read what you wrote?
No, I got the paper and I had to throw it away.
Okay.
You threw it away.
Keep your paper.
Just start a little bit.
I'll go ahead and write down.
Frida.
I made notes what I was going to write about.
You Mrs. Manchu.
Do you want some more paper?
Oh, I got the paper.
That's all.
Close
I got both of the paper.
Everybody got paper here?
I got paper.
Sure. Alice, you have your paper.
I'll get notes, but I have more than mine.
Have you got mine?
And you got your own there.
That's here.
Yes, my paper.
That's mine.
Anything you want.
Where's my story? Yeah.
Anything you want to
ask for your room.
Well, maybe it's there then.
Well, you don't really need it today unless... Unless you wrote something, because next time I'll have papers for you.
I'll write something.
Okay.
Is there a long
time
next
time, or?
Sure. Fine. Anytime. You don't have to. But if you feel like it, then do it.
I was just lazy last month. There's so much going on.
I had too much cold all the time.
Oh, she's been sick with a cold.
Well, I was too.
I started it better.
Frida, you do it some other time and share with us.
I'll try to get it down.
Okay. Yeah. And next one?
I think the thing was kind of plain lazy.
We get that way.
And that was hard for me to write up on my desk, so I'm dresser. It's way up here.
This
arm isn't too good.
You got a lap board that you can use?
I generally come out, when I write the minutes, I go out there on the table.
That's a good idea.
It's just fine, that round table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the right height.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is kind of old. This is autumn yet. This is autumn is here. The emerald leaves are turning to orange, red, and brown. And in their final dying breath, float gently to the ground. flocks of geese are flying. Their V-shaped forms points south. Squirrels leaping in the trees stuff acorns in their mouths. Gardens are almost empty. Corn stalks bare and slight. Pumpkins ripe on the vine for Halloween's delight. Frost is on the windows, a nip is in the air. The wind that blows through the trees is autumn's everywhere. Now this is where I can't tell, pronounce her name that wrote it. And the other one is Recuperation. Is he?
Okay.
Side by side in rocking chairs, with streaks of silver in once gold hair, they sat in the light of the waning day. She turned to him in a tender way, said, "The sun is cascading over the sill. Like a waterfall, if you will, and there above us in the sky, a flight of geese is passing by." "Oh yes," he smiled, "I hear them clear. They are heading south this time of year. Cracking leaves and the cold wind. I guess they know it's time to go." And he, whose eyes had long grown dim, could see the pictures she drew for him. While she no longer could hear his words, read on his lips the sounds of birds.
Oh.
I don't know, it struck me.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Where did you find them? When did you remember them?
No, I found it in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
The horse had such nice poems in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them type it for me.
Very nice.
I don't know, it hit. Keeps on a soft spot.
Yeah. Well, that's what poems do to us. That's what this class does to us, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need to have some tears, you know.
We sure do.
That's nice. Thank you so much for sharing those. Well, I'll get these, and I'll bring some more paper now. You see what you can do, Rita?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? I'll get my thoughts together.
Well, today, as long as it's officially fall until the 21st. That doesn't look much like fall to me, but
I like January.
What is it going to be like when winter comes?
Yeah. Let's talk about Thanksgiving and what we remember, maybe old customs. Angus was talking about maybe old customs or things that you did with your families. Special food and smells that you remember, trips, if you always went to grandma's house or if somebody always came to your house. Anybody want to start?
Well, my mother always had a goose for Thanksgiving. And then my brothers and their wives would come down there for Thanksgiving. But my mother always had goose.
That was here.
There's more sick. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then at Christmas time, then we'd have another goose and all the trimmings.
Now, did somebody shoot it or did she buy it?
My mother always bought the goose, from some farmer.
What other food went with the dinner?
It was always pumpkin pie. Or Mel's mincemeat. She made her own mincemeat. And then cranberries and potatoes.
Cranberries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she always made her own mincemeat. And when that was cooking, I'd come home from school, she always canned it. And I could smell it before I even come in the house, the cooking of the spices.
It smells good.
Mm-hmm. And then at Christmas time, I always had a Christmas tree and put candles on it. But we couldn't light those candles until my dad was home.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a box that Mama saved of those old candles, those colored candles. It's a old box. I wish I had the holder. She threw that.
Well, there used to be a holder that
kept on the tree. Yeah, climbed down the tree with a little holder to just stuck the candle in.
Then there was a kind of a reflector on the back of the candle, right?
Some of them did, yes.
That's what we had. Yeah.
Did they clamp onto the tree branches?
Yeah, to hold us.
Only strong cranberries and popcorn. That's what we put on a Christmas tree.
That was my job. But as I said, I usually ate more cranberries than when I was doing it.
Did you have, at Thanksgiving time, did you have squash and things from your gardens?
Well, we didn't have a garden, but we always had squash. And my mother had a lot of my grandmother's recipes.
She was raised in Pennsylvania, and she was not a Pennsylvania Dutch, but she did a lot of Pennsylvania Dutch cooking. And of course, our piece de resistance was always a flaming plum pudding.
Oh, for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And she made suet puddings. She was great on all those.
Huh.
I'm Dutch too, but mine are from New York State Dutch.
Oh, they are?
From Holland Dutch on that side.
Holland Dutch and not German Dutch.
Yeah. Well, they intermarried with the Germans.
My grandpa was a Pennsylvania Dutch.
Boy, they really have the recipes. They're rich.
My grandmother was English and Scottish, and she really didn't care much about cooking. The poor man. But what else do we remember about Thanksgiving? Did you have big families, cousins and aunts, and just your own family?
Just my own family.
When do you want it? When back or when?
Whenever. When do you remember Thanksgiving?
Well, my daughter was expecting a baby. I know that. In Old Tonga, in our place. They lived at Faribault. And so we didn't know, but it was the daughter-in-law's time in Old Tonga to have the turkey. My mother was living yet. And it was snowy, like a lot of snow, so my husband and mother and I, we kind of thought we'd better stay home. So they kind of called, got back and forth. But this daughter-in-law, all the time, took the turkey down to Faribault so they could get together over there. Well, she was having quite a time expecting her baby. And finally she had to go to the hospital.
On Thanksgiving.
He was born on Thanksgiving Day. I can't remember the year. The other grandson took my book back, and I've kind of lost track. But he's the one that used to spray around, my grandson, sprayed around in this territory here. And he came to see me the other night.
Well, that was something to be thankful for on Thanksgiving Day.
I was thankful. I had a new little great-grandson.
Great-grandson.
Or grandson.
Just
a grandson. Mm-hmm. I've got the greats, but I kind of...
What was his name? What's his name?
Scott. Scott William Churchill.
Scott William Churchill?
Churchill. And he did the shooting the other night in the year.
That's nice. What do you remember, Alice?
That's with one of my family, and we were all together. And it was just my family, maybe my mother, like that. And it was just a regular Thanksgiving Day, all the trimmings and things.
Did you have children?
Oh yes, I had three girls in their families.
So how many people would there be all together?
About 10. It was a nice get together.
Always have to worry about the weather. I don't remember anything about the weather when I was a child because I suppose I didn't have to know about it.
You know, the sleigh and the horses.
Like some of these today, it'll be cold and a lot of snow.
Yeah. Now it bothers me because I have kids coming on the highways and scares me to death.
Well, we had just my brother and I, and I had one grandmother and grandfather living there in Mankato. And then our neighbors, and as a child, I was never allowed to call anybody like the youngsters do today, you know, call you Gladys or Agnes or anything like that. It was aunt and uncle. So to me, that was aunt and uncle at the table, but it was our neighbors. They had no children, and they and my mother and dad were close friends, so they always were with us. grandpa and grandma. So there was usually 8 of us around the table.
That's nice.
So we had a nice little gathering.
And you had turkey?
No, we had goose too.
We had goose too. Mm-hmm. And the pudding must have been spectacular.
Yeah, that was really, and then it had a rum sauce. That was, you don't like the rum sauce?
I never had it.
Oh, rum sauce.
It's good.
You had to be careful with the rum.
I used to work in the candy kitchen and they sent me for rum and I didn't like it.
Frida? Frida? What do you remember about Thanksgiving? Can you tell us something?
Just about all alike. We always got together. We had a goose always. And pumpkin pie and everything.
How about in Denmark?
I don't think we had Thanksgiving.
Well, you wouldn't have. Of course you wouldn't have Thanksgiving.
Holiday.
No, that was an American holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was something else.
Yeah. So you had, how many family did you have? Just.
I had 6 children.
But your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had 4 brothers. No, I had 4 sisters and 1 brother.
Okay. So you had a big bunch for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But there was only my brother and me over here on this side.
Okay. She's a 5-generation family. I saw that in the paper.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I seen a picture in the paper.
A 5-generation family. I'll never have it.
Huh.
5 generations.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Does anybody remember something that you especially like to cook on Thanksgiving yourself?
Well,
yeah.
We have to have oyster dressing at our house.
Yes, that was another thing we always had.
But I don't put it in the turkey because half of us don't like it and half of us do like it. So I make an extra dish for all the people who will eat it, and then the rest of us have the other kind of dressing in the turkey.
I never cared too much for turkey. They would have an oyster cocktail too before dinner, but I never eat because it would eat raw oysters.
Oh, me too. I don't want anything to do.
And every time they did, I ducked my head. I just couldn't stand to see anybody eat a raw oyster.
I don't see slimy things. I don't see all the good.
I don't either. It's like eating raw fish or goldfish or something, really.
And Christmas Eve, we always had the oyster stew for supper. That was what we always had out on the farm.
That seems to be kind of a traditional Christmas Eve dish, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oyster stew.
And at our place, it was when my Skinner was English. It was old-fashioned plum puddings, you know. Things like that, when my Skinner. She's right from England.
My folks had always had the New Year's. They had oyster stew.
That was the trouble with me. Everybody had the oyster stew. I had the stew. I couldn't eat the oysters.
Was you in Wasika here for Thanksgiving?
Everybody came to our house, but everybody brought the food. Well, we had the turkey. I made the dressing, and my husband had to lift the turkey because I couldn't lift the turkey. So he lifted it, and I cleaned it. And I had made the stuffing, and I had made the vegetables. And I just bought rolls this year. I didn't make bread. But we had, people brought salads and desserts. So, and we had a lot of people to have. I think there were 12 of us for dinner and 13 for supper. So I went and took a nap. They did the dishes. I said, this is the first Thanksgiving dinner I've eaten in my own house.
Hot.
You know, usually when you make it, you're letting around, you never get to eat it.
It's a kitchen.
Yeah.
Good for it there.
So my mother-in-law made the gravy and somebody else mashed the potatoes. I had it real easy this year.
Good for you.
It was your turn to rest.
Well, yeah, I, my
Jerry's cousin's wife, and I take turns having Christmas and Thanksgiving. Then, because they're, our husbands are cousins, then their mothers come, and their families, whoever can come. So that's the way. So she had, I have things.
I thought it might have been.
And she'll have Christmas Day. Well, what else about Thanksgiving? Any games that you used to play as kids?
Everybody was too tired after eating to play games. Of course, there weren't any children. My brother and I were the only youngsters at the table.
Hide the thimble. We used to play them with
your... Hide the thimble?
Hide the thimble, the kids, you know.
How'd you do that?
Well, take a thimble and hide it, and then they'd come and find it, you know, and they'd say, I spy it. And then they'd have to hide it. Then I had a button they'd put on the string, and we used to do that with the kids. And then they used to get around in a circle, put the button on, and then nobody could see it, you know. And then they'd go like this, somebody got the
You had to keep your hands like this.
You'd have the button on the string.
You had the button.
And then you'd pass it over to Rita.
Who got the button?
And if this one in the middle would see it, well, then she'd have to go in.
Okay.
Kind of a game. We didn't play that a lot.
So was it a big string around the hole?
Yeah.
And you just passed it. You hit it like you had the button.
Buddy's hands and no one.
Just like we are here.
You never know who had the button.
And they put a big button on it and they pass it this way.
Oh, but that was fun.
It was fun, though.
You used to swing the button.
Keep it away from the...
Yes.
Used to do what?
Milk bottle or a pipe pan or something like that.
Swing how many times?
Spin the bottle.
Okay. The one that could spin the most got a prize, maybe.
They stand over a milk bottle and try to drop a clothespin in it.
Yeah, we did that.
I don't know if that's Thanksgiving, but we used to play it, you know, all the time.
We look forward to Thanksgiving because that's about the time we used to go ice skating. That was the first time we had to allow us on the ice.
On the lake.
Well, our pond is, do you know where the high school is out in Mankato on the west side? That used to be our skating park.
Oh, gosh.
That was a slough. And that, they drained it and built the high school there. After the old high school burned.
Did you have to clean it off before you skated on it?
Sure, they had somebody. That was a big pond there. But the city kept it clean.
Good.
They didn't charge us or anything. It was always a big... I pretty got killed there one night. Probably cracked the whip. And I was next to the end, and the fellow that was with me, we lost hold of the string, you know, and we went sailing across the ice, and we did. There was another group coming this way, and we collided, and one skate went right here in my rib.
Oh, gosh. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No.
Get stitched up?
Just had a sore rib for a few days.
I can remember learning to skate, and we had to go to a skating rink that was near a school near us, probably about 6-8 blocks away. And I had my aunt's old hockey skates. In fact, I don't think they were racers. I think they were old hockey skates, and they were too big for me. So you know how your ankles are over here like that? It's all sore.
I never forget, I tried to learn to ski. Did you ever make skis out of barrels, Dave? Well, we did. But by the time we got done, my skis were still at the top of the hill. I was down below. That was my last experience as trying to ski.
How'd you keep them on your feet? How were you supposed to keep them on your feet?
Well, we had leather.
It had a leather strap.
I don't know where in the world we got it, but we put them over there and we... We had nice looking skis.
Did you wax them then and get them
real? I don't know what happened then. Mine stayed up on the hill. And I just kept on rolling.
I don't remember much about Thanksgiving as a child, except
My grandmother would always forget something in the refrigerator. She had all these people there, and all their families, and all these little kids. And I used to love to watch her rice the potatoes. She'd have a ricer, she'd put the potato in there, and then rice it.
I had one too.
Yeah. Oh, I used to love to watch her do that. And then she'd get all through, and she'd open the refrigerator, and here'd be a salad or something in there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, always looking forward to it.
My grandmother had 14, and I can't remember Thanksgiving, but I do know some of the times they got together were just, let's say it was something, were there children or all?
14 children?
14.
Oh my goodness, that would be
and
quite a
crowd. And my grandma was 60, but it was quite a crew. My mother said, what would you think if you sit down at the table and there was just like trash?
Oh. Think of the work.
Yeah. Well, it's worse now because they aren't men now, but trashers, they used to be a lot of men. But they used to get, put them on the table and bowls, I guess, pass them around, the big older ones. She used to tell about it as much.
Yeah, our children won't know that. They just either don't have any children or have one or two.
Yeah.
So. What kind of transportation did you have in your childhood Thanksgivings? What did
our
you ride?
Feet.
Our feet.
Your feet, you walked.
Yeah, in town we had our feet, yeah.
We had the sleigh and the horses.
My dad didn't get a car in
so he did go
in the 20s.
Over the river and through the woods?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't have any grandparents, but they didn't go, but they couldn't go with a car then, you know. They didn't have cars in your school.
So a bobsled and horses?
Bobsled. I had the most fun in when we was in Rochester. I was sixth grade. Our school was out a long ways, but we used to go down, catch the bob, and then we'd jump on the runner, this one here, and then we'd wait, and we'd get off, jump on another one, and oh, it was fun. And we had a sled we'd put behind. Of course, that was dangerous, too, because that runner got killed. I had a lot of fun that time, but that wasn't just Thanksgiving.
It was winter.
Winter weather. That's in Rochester.
Yeah, we used to go chasing bobsleds and jumping, like she said, too. It was a dangerous thing, but it was an awful habit that all the youngsters had in those days, of jumping on the runners of a bobsled.
Just somebody who happened to be going by, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a team of horses and bobsled, and then you'd all make a run for the...
How'd you keep warm when you were riding in that? Did you have a blanket?
We were bundled up. No.
We used to heat bricks.
Heat bricks?
Uh-huh. Heat bricks.
We didn't have any bricks. Didn't have a lot of hay on the thing.
Oh, we had always a couple, or not, you know,
bricks.
So each had.
We used to get a ride. The city used to, of course, North Mankato was just a small community at that time. But the city cleaned the walks, and the man that cleaned them, he had the dray business, and he had these great big draft horses, you know. And then he made his own cleaning device, and he had two big boards like this, great big ones. And then he had one big one here and a little one here where the thing came like this, and then he had the whipple tree here for the horses. Well, we kids used to sit on these little boards in between.
Oh.
And it kind of gave them a little weight, you know, when he'd go down the sidewalks, you know, and it just...
I can remember, too, how they used to clean the sidewalks that way.
We'd ride all around town that way. He let us...
That wasn't dangerous for you?
No, because those boards were high enough, you know, that we could sit on them, wide enough, too.
Mm-hmm.
We had to behave. That's all it took. Anybody... monkey business is all you wear.
They didn't have the equipment that they got them all.
Oh, no. Everybody shoveled their own sidewalks and except
made their own equipment.
And your arms were your equipment and there's a snow shovel.
Yeah.
Except when Mr. Page came along with this cleaner and that was just the sidewalk shovel.
How do you spell Page?
P-A-G-E.
Huh. That's interesting.
Gosh, I shiny that museum when I was little on the farm. Then I had to take a rope and fasten it on the windmill and the barn, you know, find a way. One whole week of hauling blizzards out there on the wheel. I live way out of Wellsville, west.
Do you remember storms like we had this Thanksgiving, on
that,
Thanksgiving?
That time, mm-hmm. Yes. It was just, it made me think Sunday of that.
Mm-hmm. We had, one of our kids was supposed to go to the airport and fly to Chicago. Well, he didn't get there until the next day. And then our daughter was supposed to go to South Dakota. Well, the road was shut. Fortunately, they didn't even start out. So, I don't remember that it was that way last year. It was icy.
I don't.
It was real icy.
Not bad.
It wasn't too bad because I was out to the farm the last Thanksgiving. It wasn't too bad.
I mean, it was 2 years ago it was so icy.
Yeah, 2 years ago there they had that.
Real ice.
Yeah, that was at Apple Valley last year for Thanksgiving. Up to my son and daughter.
Oh.
It was nice.
That's nice.
And that guy, Elmer, my other son and daughter in law were there too for Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was a nice day. It was cold, but it was nice.
Yeah, and that ice and blizzard like this. Gosh.
I don't think we'll ever forget that armistice storm.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
I won't. I know that. Because I was just home from the hospital in Corolla.
Oh.
And Jack had gone down hunting down to that Geneva Point. He didn't get home. And I was there alone. And the pilot light, I didn't know how to light the furnace. The pilot light went out on the furnace, but the gas was on. I turned down the switch. They always say you shouldn't do. It was the only heat I had at the oven. And I made a bed on the oven door for Corolla.
Mm.
She was 2 weeks old.
Oh, gosh.
Ducks are big. Ducks,
look at the ducks.
No. Those are Canadian geese.
There's all kinds out there. Right beyond our window, there's a big open hole.
Yeah.
And they're just...
Oh, my gosh. Look at them.
They feed them there.
Yeah.
I think they're geese.
They're geese, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The geese and the ducks and
Canadian
flying.
Canadian honkers are called.
Mm-hmm. What about the swamp? Anybody seen any?
No, they must be gone now. They're not around.
I haven't seen the swans, have you?
No.
I think it must have put them in.
Take them over to Old Thomas.
Because they have a roof, yeah, what do you call it?
But they've been wanting to get rid of it all the time. They had a little family of four this spring, just little ones, and so cute. One big swan here, and then these four little ones came along, and I saw them just 2-3 times on the lake out there, and then they were gone.
Hmm, I wonder what happened to them.
They don't want them. They didn't want an increase, I suppose. They found either gave them away or killed them.
Oh.
Because they were gone, that's all. But the little ducks would be here, but the swans were gone.
Oh,
and they had four of them.
I think if they're going to have swans, they're going to have little ones. Either have them or don't have them.
Well, they don't even want what we've got here.
They want to catch them and take them someplace else. I don't know why.
Well, they say they're polluting the water.
They want to get different kinds of swans in here. They're called trumpet swans. They make a noise.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, they're a bigger swan, too. I don't think they would stand around here.
Yeah,
they're a beautiful swan.
They make a noise. That's why they want to get this other one in.
Yeah, these are the trumpet song, trumpet.
These are the mutes.
They say they're mean, and they do. You can see they're kind of mean, you know.
Hmm.
They go right after sometimes. I don't know here, but some.
Look what's that.
Those are geese. I wouldn't want to shoot one of those because I don't know how old they are. There's always been around here, so.
Well, they're not that good.
Well, that's it. They're so old.
Because the neighbor gave us one out that he had shot two of them, and the skin was kind of dark, and the longer I baked it, the blacker the skin got.
Oh my gosh.
And there was no taste. Just terrible.
Jack, by accident, they are protected, but he killed a snow goose, one of those snow geese. But he had it, and so he took it and brought it home, and we cooked it, and we cooked it, and we cooked it, and we cooked it.
It must have been
over. Oh, boy, and when it got done, it was still tougher than shoe leather. It was terrible. Just terrible. Maybe he thought he had something. He thought it was out of that they were protected. You're not supposed to shoot them.
I think we're talking that. I wonder how they come out with that moose.
Moose meat is good.
You know that one they had over
that
by
they
Island?
Cut up, yes.
They said they were going to have a lawsuit because they weren't supposed to shoot it.
And they had it quartered. And I've not only quartered, drawn and quartered, they quartered it and they had cut it up into four parts. It was so big they couldn't get it, couldn't haul it. They had to quarter the thing before they could get it out of the field.
What was that?
Moose.
Oh, that moose, yeah.
What about that wild hog that they see no bicycle here?
Isn't that something?
I didn't hear about it.
I didn't think there was any of those
wild boars.
I didn't think there was wild boars around here.
They said there was one boar by St. Peter.
Well, where in the world did that come from?
It wasn't in the paper.
It was in the Mankato paper.
Yeah, there was a picture of it.
Oh, it was the ugliest thing, wasn't it?
They're ugly.
They're terrible.
They're real dangerous. They get charged.
I was just going to say, if they come back here, you want to move and move fast because they're really vicious animals.
Well, he shot it, but I don't, wasn't it that he wasn't, I mean, they're not supposed to be shot, but he was charging him, so he shot it.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Was that recently?
About a week ago?
First to last week?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a picture of it. Lovely looking thing.
Oh, it was awful.
Yes, they are.
And it isn't like a pig that we raise. No, it had a long hair on it.
It's got a different...
She says that they were there, they had some young, some cubs. And she said this old bear come right up the road to their driveway. And it tipped over a bag of, they had great, stuff to feed. And they went out and got the gun and shot it. And then they were going to have it, what do you call these?
What?
Taxi.
Oh, stuffed?
They're going to do something about it, I guess. But she said it come right up their driveway. She lives up, past
the... must have been hungry.
Way up north, up at... Right, near Wright, it's a little place.
They have bear up there.
Yeah, bear. Mm-hmm. Come right up. Why, they're kind of mean.
My mother said bear meat is real red and it's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sweet.
But she said that.
Mm-hmm. I never had it either.
Yeah, our neighbor was a great hunter, and he, when it was possible, he'd get a bear. He had moose. He was... I wish you could see his house. There's moose heads all over. It is a terrible. But they always had moose and deer. He was a great hunter. Hmm. He'd go up north. And, when I was, before I was married, he came over one day and he said, "Betty, I've got something for you." And I said, "What is it?" And it was a deer hide. The first deer he shot when he was about 10, 12 years old. And I had that up to last year, and I gave it to my son-in-law.
It was all dressed. It was a young fawn. He's over 100. He's dead now. He's over 100 years old. So that skin was about 90 years old when I gave it to Charles.
Deer meat. And turtle is good too.
Turtle?
Yes, turtle soup.
I've had turtle soup. It's hard for me to eat deer because I think about how pretty the deer is.
And they look at you so innocent.
Well, that's what Jack said. George Herder invited him to go up hunting one time. Jack had never been deer hunting. And they went up. And Ed and Ed Herder and Carl had a cabin up there. They went up there. And the guide that always took them around, he told them, he said, now you go to a certain point and I'll round up the deer. Well, the story behind this thing, it's funny because after they got up there where they were supposed to go, George said, well, you stay here, I'll go this way and maybe I can get them this way. And George didn't show up, and the guy didn't show up, but Jack was all alone. And he was scared to death. That average, this guy came, when he came and met him, he said, you were mad, weren't you? And Jack says, how did you know I was mad? He said, you went back, you were heading back to camp. And Jack said, yes, I was. And he could tell by Jack's footprints. One was heavier than the other. That he was leaning to that one side. He was getting mad that he was leaning. And he said, you would turn around and went back. Then he turned around and he went back again. And so Jack stayed there, and then he thought he'd go on where this fellow told me he was all alone. So he went to this opening. And just about that time, George came from this way and met him. And all of a sudden, here come two deer this way. One was a male and the other was a female. And George says, you take the one you want. And he said, he took the doe. But he said, he could have kicked himself after he shot it. He said it was just as you said. He said it looked at him in those great big eyes.
Looked so innocent.
And you know what he did? He brought it. They brought them home, and he took it down to what was their name that had that butcher shop there? They bought it over here. And I can't think of the name now. They addressed it for him, and he gave every bit of that deer away but two steaks. That's all he could eat. He couldn't eat it.
He felt so bad.
Never went deer hunting again.
He never went deer hunting again. that cured him.
My mother lived in Wisconsin up at Green Bay. Well, they went up there because my grandfather had TV and he had to go up north and live in the woods. And then the cousin lived up there too with her family, and there was what they call a deer lick, the salt. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to go and to come back and tell her dad if the deer had been by the deer lick. But she didn't. She went over to her cousin's house and she just got a new hat and a dress. And of course, I had to try on everything, and I stayed there a long time. And so she said, when I came back, my dad says, was there any deer by the deer lick? And my mother says, I don't know, I didn't notice. My mother says, I got a spanking that time.
Now some of the deer stories are good. There was four of the boys from here. There was Mary Thornby's brother, two brothers and her brother-in-law, and another fellow went up north. And they had, there must have been another one because there were five of them in the party. They got four deer. One fellow didn't get it. And they had drawn all the deer. They had them hanging up, all drawn. And they were going home and they said, well, let's make one more round so we can get a deer for this party that didn't have one. So they were gone just long enough, they thought, they didn't see anything. And when they came back to camp, every deer was gone.
Oh, no.
Somebody had taken them.
Oh, no.
Somebody got some deer.
Oh, there was a sorry bunch of boys that came home.
Oh, I bet they were.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts about Thanksgiving? Well, we come to the end of our tape here. What do we have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm thankful my children didn't get out hurt on those icy roads.
Say we're thankful for our family. We're also thankful for this place that we're here.
I was thankful that my whole family were well. All of them had good Thanksgiving.
Well, we were 16 for dinner.
I went to my granddaughter's over in Owatonna. You went to Owatonna? We weren't very far apart over there in Owatonna.
They live up on Lincoln.
Yeah. And I was on Truman Avenue.
Yeah, on the other side. Yeah, I told you that they had a house right next to where Helen Embody was.
Going for Penn State.
Almost
there. Before we went over there, I thought I'd call her. And when I got over there, I forgot who it was.
Well, I didn't go anywhere.
She's got her house for sale now.
I'm much better.
That's
now
good.
Now than I was 4 months ago when I came here.
That's good.
I felt pretty bad.
I'm glad you feel better. I'm glad, thankful that Rinalda's surgery was so successful and mine too.
That's good.
But we had a good dinner here.
What did you have? Turkey?
Turkey and all the trimming plate they have.
Pumpkin pie.
Good.
We had everything. I didn't get the pumpkin pie.
It was good pie too. I stayed here for dinner, but I went to
Best part of it, you didn't have to do the dishes.
That's right. You know, that's pretty good. When I think how we used to have to wash the